الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد Continuing with the Al-Aqidat Al-Wasitiyah of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And we've reached the place where Shaykh al-Islam, he mentions ذِكْرُ مَجِيءِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَى بَيْنَ عِبَادِهِ عَلَى مَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ Mention of Allah Azza wa Jal coming to judge between his servants in a way befitting his majesty. Now, affirmation of Al-Majid, that Allah Azza wa Jal will come, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, لفصل القضاء بين عباده, to judge between his servants, على ما يليق بجلاله, in a manner that is befitting his majesty. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions a number of ayat, a number of verses from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. The brother at the back, come forward inshallah, join us. Na'am. And the Shaykh, he mentioned a number of verses, because as we know that aqidah, belief, is taken solely from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first verse that he mentioned is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذُلُلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ Do they then wait for anything? Do they then wait for anything except that Allah should come to them accompanied with the shadows of clouds and likewise the angels and the matter has already been settled and decided? Ikhwan, who has the translation in front of them? Anyone have the translation of Al-Wasitiyah? What does it say in the translation?
What are they waiting for? But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to them in the shadows of the clouds together with the angels, in which case the matter would have been settled.
Does anyone see a problem there in the translation? Does anyone see an issue? Read it again, out loud, inshallah.
What are they waiting for? But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to them in shadows on the clouds together with the angels, in which case the matter would have been settled.
Anyone see any issues there? That translation, ikhwan, fihi ma fihi. Why? Because the ayah, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ذُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمَرُ Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied by the clouds, not in the clouds? Because here in this ayah, حَفِظَكُمُ اللَّهُ نَعَمْ فِي هُنَا بِمَعْنَى مَعَى فِي, it carries the meaning of with. Because, as a Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned, rahimahullah, فَهِيَ لِلْمُصَاحَبَةِ وَلَيْسَتْ لِلْظَرْفِيَّةِ قَطْعًا He said, this is for musahaba, meaning, as I translated it for you, do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied by the clouds, not in the clouds? Because, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, لأنها لو كان للظرفية لكانت الظلل محيطة بالله. Because if we say the meaning is في in والعياذ بالله, it would mean that Allah عز وجل is encompassed in the clouds, and that's false and rejected. ومعلوم أن الله تعالى واسع عليم ولا يحيط به شيء من مخلوقاته. Is that clear, Ikhwan? One more time. Should I repeat that? The meaning here, I translated it as, do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the ayah affirms that He will come to them, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in a way befitting His majesty. The problem, as I said, is the translation in the shadows of the clouds. Rather, that which is correct, it should be accompanied by the shadows of the clouds, and likewise the angels. Why? Because here, this word, fi here, bima'na ma'a, it means with, it doesn't mean in. Fi, it means ma'a, ay lil musahaba, and it doesn't mean in, lil dharfiyya, qat'an. Why? Because nothing encompasses Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The problem is in the one by Dar Sunnah. Naam, when it says, in the clouds. Even the translation of the Noble Qur'an, it says, in the clouds, which is an error. As the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, here, the word fi in the ayah, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ذُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ. Fi here means with. So you have the correct translation. لَا إِشْكَالَ فِيهِ. However, those who have the Dar Sunnah, fi ishkal. Those who have even the Noble Quran, fihi nawm min al-ishkal. Likewise, I don't know about the explanation of Khalil Harras, the translation of that. What do you have? Huh?
Do they then wait for anything other than that the angel should come to them?
What's the ayah before it? We're talking about the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ishkal, fi, in.
Okay.
See again, Ikhwan, the importance of learning the Arabic language, because even, look, we found, no doubt, the Noble Quran is the best tafsir that is available, because it is a translation of the tafsir of the Quran. But even with the translation in the Noble Quran, that which is أفضل وأولى وأصح, that it should be نعم, instead of in the clouds, it should be with the clouds, accompanied with the shadows of the clouds. Because if you say he is in the clouds, there's a problem with that. للظرفية, في بمعنى الظرفية. Why? As the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen mentioned in his explanation of Al-Wasitiyya, he said because, he said, no doubt it does not mean in, because لو كان للظرفية لكانت الظلل محيطة بالله, because this would mean that the clouds encompass Allah عز وجل. وهذا باطل قطعا. Is that clear, Ikhwan? Learning the Arabic language, learning the foundations of the religion of Islam, so that alhamdulillah, you can recognize these type of things. And I think our brothers, wallahu a'lam, who printed recently just the English of the Noble Quran, that's one of the ayat that they changed the translation for. That's one of the ayat that they changed the translation for. So even if you have the Noble Quran, you should go home and you should make a note and you should change it. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied with the clouds, with the shadows of the clouds, not in the clouds? It's Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 210. Shaykh Al-Fawzan explained in this ayah, Ikhwani, he said, the meaning is, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمَرُ. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied with the shadows of the clouds and the angels likewise, then the case has already been decided. He said, هذا تهديد للكفار التاركين للدخول في السلم أي الإسلام. This is a threat directed to the disbelievers. This is a threat directed to the disbelievers who abandoned and refused to enter into al-Islam. Who refuse to enter into the religion of Islam, al-muttabi'ina, those, afwan, this is a threat to the disbelievers, jazakumullah khairan. This is a threat directed to the disbelievers. هذا الذي قلت. I said believers.
No.
نعم. This is a threat directed to the disbelievers who abandon and refuse to enter the religion of Islam following the footsteps of the devil. المتبعين لخطوات الشيطان. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah shall come to them accompanied with the shadows of the clouds? إلا يأتيهم الله ذاته سبحانه لفصل القضاء بينهم يوم القيامة. الشيخ الفوزان said, explaining the part of the ayah, but for Allah to come, meaning Himself, for Allah to come Himself, ذاته سبحانه لفصل القضاء بينهم, to judge, for Allah to come Himself to judge between the creation on the day of resurrection. So we affirm المجيء لله. We affirm that Allah will come تبارك وتعالى in a manner befitting His Majesty, based upon the ayah that we find here and the other ayat. إلا أن يأتيهم الله ذاته سبحانه لفصل القضاء بينهم يوم القيامة فيجازي كل عامل بعمله. But for Allah to come Himself to judge between the creation on the day of resurrection and thus recompense everyone based on their actions. Allah Azza wa Jal will recompense everyone based upon their actions. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to meet Him with righteous deeds and piety. And again, belief in that, ikhwan, the servant who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come on the day of judgment and recompense the servants based upon their actions and judge between them, no doubt will be cautious of oppressing and wronging others. The believer who believes this will be cautious as it pertains to transgressing upon the rights of others. هل يندرون إلا يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر. The second ayah that نكتفي بهذا. The second ayah that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah he mentions, رحمه الله تعالى, is the ayah in Surah Al-An'am, verse 158. وقوله, and it is similar in terms of affirming al-ityan lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the previous ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ. Do they then wait for anything except that the angel should come to them? Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, أي لقبض أرواحهم. The angel should come to them, meaning to seize their souls. هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة. Do they then wait for anything except that the angel should come to them? Meaning, the angel should come to them to seize their souls. أو يأتي ربك. Or your Lord should come to them. Meaning, بِذَاتِهِ. Do they then wait for anything except that the angel should come to them? Or your Lord should come? Shaykh al-Fawzan said the meaning of, or your Lord should come, أي بِذَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ, meaning Himself, لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَى بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ, to judge between His servants. Again, affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will come تبارك وتعالى on the day of judgment to judge between His servants. أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك. The meaning of أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك, or that they should come some of the signs of your Lord. الشيخ الفوزان, he said, هو طلوع الشمس من مغربها. This is referring some of the signs of your Lord. This is referring to the sun rising from where, إخوان? The sun rising, حفظكم الله, from the west. This is referring to the sun rising from the west. وَذَٰلِكَ أَحَدُ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ الْكِبَارِ. This is one of the major signs of the hour. إِذَا وَقَعَ أُغْلِقَ بَابُ التَّوْبَةِ فَلَا تُقْبَلِ. If this occurs, then repentance is not accepted. The door of repentance is closed and repentance will not be accepted. Repentance will not be accepted. والغرض من هذه الآية, the meaning of this verse, إخوان, والتي قبلها, that which came before it, تحذير هؤلاء المكذبين من أن يفوتهم الأوان. It's warning them about them missing the opportunity for them to turn to Allah and rectify themselves and to repent. It's warning them about them losing the opportunity for them to repent and return to Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ الْخَلَاصِ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And then, because if they miss the chance, the opportunity, they won't be able to escape the consequences of their evil deeds. Because if they wait, as Allah Azza wa Jalla, look, it's a threat. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيهُمَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Do they then wait for anything except that the angel should come to them, meaning and seize their souls? It's too late. Once the angels have seized their souls, they can't repent. It's over. خلاص, انتهى الأمر. أو يأتي ربك. Or your Lord should come. It's too late. أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك. Or that there comes some of the signs of your Lord. We said this is referring to the sun rising from the west, because this is one of the major signs of the hour, and the door of repentance at this time is closed and repentance will not be accepted. The next ayah, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, it was the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa qawluhu in Surah Al-Fajr. He mentions verse 21 and 22. Kalla idha dukkati al-ardu dakkan dakka وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord comes with the angels in rows. So again, look, it affirms المجيء لله عز وجل. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Sheikh al-Fawzan, he said this word, كَلَّا حَرْفُ رَدْعٍ وَزَجَرٍ. It is a word that is used as a deterrent and likewise a rebuke. عَمَّا ذُكِرَ قَبْلَهَا. Concerning what was mentioned before it. Ikhwan, what was mentioned before it? Who can tell me? قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. A, so Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, Kalla idha dukkati al-ardu dakkan dakka. Nay, when the earth is ground to powder. This word kalla is a word that is used as a deterrent and a rebuke, a criticism concerning what was mentioned before it. A, ما هكذا ينبغي أن يكون عملكم من عدم إكرام اليتيم. Your action should not be like this. Your action should not be like this when you do not honor and treat the orphans well. Now it's referring to the آيات إخوان. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم. Nay, but you do not treat the orphans with kindness. Likewise, a rebuke and a deterrent from what? عدم الحظ على الطعام المسكين. ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين. You do not urge one another to feed the poor. So again, كلا is a deterrent and a rebuke for these things. وأكل التراث وحب المال بكثرة شديدة. وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما. And you devour inheritance all with greed. وتحبون المال حبا جما. And you love wealth with much love. So Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he said, إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا. When the earth is ground to powder, it comes in the ayah. The Sheikh, he quoted the ayah. And the shahid is what? وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And your Lord comes with the angels in rows. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ بِذَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَاءِ بَيْنَ عِبَادِهِ. That your Lord himself, he comes to judge between his servants. To judge between his servants. وَالْمَلَكُ أي جنس الملائكة. And likewise the angels. The angels are in rows. And your Lord comes and the angels in rows. We suffice with that being the ta'ala. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 25. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And remember the day when the heaven shall be split apart with clouds and the angels shall be sent down with a grand descending. Why did Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mention this ayah, Ikhwan? Who can tell me? وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And remember the day when the heaven shall be split apart, rent asunder, with clouds, and the angels shall be sent down with a grand descending. Why did Shaykh al-Islam رحمه تعالى mention this ayah? Now, here, Ikhwan, here, هذه الآية في سياقها ليس فيها ذكر مجيء الله تبارك وتعالى لكن فيها الإشارة إلى ذلك. This alludes to the fact that Allah will come تبارك وتعالى to judge between His servants. It alludes to it, it indicates it. لأن تشقق السماء بالغمام إنما يكون لمجيء الله تعالى. Because the heaven being split apart with clouds, حفظكم الله, it occurred because Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى, He will come to judge between His servants on that day. بدليل الآيات السابقة. What's the proof of that? إخوان, what's the proof of that? Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, this ayah doesn't mention that Allah will come, but it indicates that, it alludes to it. Because the splitting of the heavens, nam, with clouds, innama yakun li maji'illah, this only occurs because Allah azza wa jalla tabarak wa ta'ala will come to judge between His servants. What's the proof of that? Nasir al-Din. The previous verses. You heard the ayah. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied with the shadows of the clouds? So na'am, here the last verse that he mentioned, Surah Al-Furqan, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. Na'am, it indicates and it shows us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come to judge between His servants on that day. الشاهد من الآيات, the point, إخوان, why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned these verses, أنها أفادت إثبات المجيء والإتيان لله يوم القيامة. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned these verses because they benefit us in affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla will come on the day of resurrection Himself. In a way befitting His Majesty. Allah will come Himself. That's important, Ikhwan. Why? Because the people of bid'ah, كما سنذكر بعد قليل, as we will mention shortly, the people of bid'ah يأتون بالتأويل, metaphorical interpretation, and they twist this, and they say that the command of Allah, it means the command of Allah will come, or it means the punishment of Allah will come, or it means this of Allah will come. And they deny al-maji for Allah. They deny that Allah Himself will come. As for the people of the Sunnah, there is only one way to understand these ayat. They're clear. Ash-Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, "Naam." The reason why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned these verses is because they benefit us in affirming that Allah Azza wa Jal will come on the day of resurrection Himself in a way befitting His Majesty. عَلَى مَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَاءِ بَيْنَ عِبَادِهِ, to judge between His servants. وَمَجِئُهُ وَإِتْيَانُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنْ صِفَاتِهَا الْفِعْلِيَّةِ يَجِبُ إِثْبَاتُهُمَا عَلَى حَقِيقَتِهِمَا. And المجيء and إتيان, Allah is going to come in يوم القيامة, they are from the attributes of action. They are from the attributes of action, and it is obligatory to affirm them for Allah Azza wa Jal upon their realities. We affirm them. Allah truly comes. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah said so Himself. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord will come and the angels in rows. وَلَا يَجُوزْ تَأْوِيلُهُمَا بِمَجِيءٍ أَوْ إِتْيَانِ أَمْرِهِ كَمَا يَفْعَلُهُ نُفَاتُ الصِّفَاتِ. It is not allowed to metaphorically interpret this to mean that the command of Allah will come, as is done by those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَيَقُولُونَ, those who deny Allah's attributes, they say, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, and your Lord will come. They say it means, أَيْ جَاءَ أَمْرُهُ. They say it means, and the command of Allah will come. وَهَذَا مِنْ تَحْرِيفِ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And this is no doubt a distortion of the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ikhwan, is clear. Look at the ayah. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Your Lord will come, and the angels will come in rows. Then the Shaykh, he closed by saying, قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله. الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله, he said, الإتيان والمجيء المضاف إليه سبحانه نوعان مطلق ومقيد. Coming that is ascribed to Allah is of two types. You have it unrestricted and absolute. Like for example in these ayat, هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them? That's absolute, mutlaq. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ. Do they then wait for anything except that the angel should come to them, or your Lord should come, or your Lord should come? Absolute, unrestricted. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord comes, absolute. فَإِذَا كَانَ الْمُرَادُ مَجِيءُ رَحْمَتِهِ أَوْ عَذَابِهِ يرحمك الله. فإذا كان المراد مجيء رحمتي وعذابي ونحو ذلك قيد بذلك. إخوان, if the intent and the meaning was that the mercy of Allah will come or the punishment of Allah will come, then this has been mentioned. It has been restricted. Now, it is mentioned the mercy of Allah will come, the punishment of Allah will come. كما في الحديث, as comes in the hadith, حتى جاء الله بالرحمة والخير. That comes in the hadith, and it is mentioned in the hadith, until Allah will come with mercy and khair. So if it was mercy and khair, it's mentioned. You see how it's restricted? It's specified. Allah will come with mercy and good. However, if we find وجاء ربك, and your Lord will come, that means Allah Himself, He will come, because it's absolute. Naam, there was no specification of mercy or anything else. So we understand it with the apparent meaning, which is clear. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا.
Ikhwan, what's the hal of this hadith? Where's this hadith? Who can tell me? Where's this hadith? Ayna hadha al-hadith ya Mustafa? Now, ayna hadha al-hadith? Ayna hadha al-hadith? Where's the hadith? What's the source of it? Ayna najidu? Ikhwan, many of the people of knowledge, they've said that bahathna fi hadha al-hadith wa ma wajadna ma waqafna alayhi. We've looked for the hadith with this wording, we've not come across it. That's why alhamdulillah ahl as-sunnah la yuqallidu ba'dhum ba'dha. They don't blind follow one another. Even though Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned it fi kitabihi, we don't make taqlid with Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. Why? Because if somebody says that the hadith لازم أن يعطينا المصدر أين نجد ما حاله قال بعض أهل العلم we've researched it, we've not found it with that wording. So what do? We accept that as a hadith? Huh? عبد المجيد. No, we don't. Whoever claims as a hadith فليأتي بمصدره, come with the source of it, ما حاله, and what is the condition of that hadith. Is it sufficient for somebody to say, I'm blind following Ibn al-Qayyim here? لا, لا يجوز لك ذلك. Why? Because now we're attributing a statement to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِبْنُ الْقَيْمِ إِمَامٌ مِنَ أَئِمَّةِ السُّنَّةِ جَبَلٌ مِنْ جِبَالِ السُّنَّةِ إِمَامٌ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ. A mountain of the mountains of knowledge. But sometimes that may happen because you don't know. قَدْ يَكُونُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. A scholar, he writes something from memory. قَدْ يَكُونُ. And he quotes the hadith based upon his memory. يغنينا يعني حديث صحيح بهذا المعنى. There's a hadith which is authentic, that alhamdulillah, we don't have any need for this hadith. Tomorrow, find me the hadith which is صحيح, that is a similar, it's different wording, but it's similar meaning. Find it for me. There's a hadith with a similar meaning, but a different wording, وهو الحمد لله that is sufficient for us. ولعل هذا والله أعلم الذي يشير إليه الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى. However, the second type is the absolute, the unrestricted. الاتيان والمجيء المطلق. فهذا لا يكون إلا مجيئه سبحانه كقوله. And this is referring to Allah Azza himself coming, تبارك وتعالى. As Allah said, هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة. And he mentioned the ayah that Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, and also the ayah وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. The two verses, the first the meaning being that they then wait for anything except that Allah should come to them accompanied by the shadow of the clouds and likewise the angels, and the matter has been settled. And the second verse, the meaning being, and your Lord comes and the angels come in rows. Nam. Ikhwan, also from the benefits here is that there remains a question. يبقى سؤال. هل نعلم كيفية هذا المجيء? Do we know how Allah comes? Without screaming. Huh? Muslim. The answer is, لا نعلمه. We don't know it. We do not know how. لأنه سبحانه وتعالى أخبرنا أنه يجي. Because Allah informed us that He will come. ولم يخبرنا كيف يجي. But He did not tell us how He will come. لأن الكيفية لا تعلم إلا بالمشاهدة. أو مشاهدة النظير. أو الخبر الصادق عنها. So we do not know how. فَنُؤْمِنْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِ حَقِيقَةً. We believe that Allah truly comes. عَلَى كَيْفِيَةٍ تَلِيقُ بِهِ مَجْهُولَ لَنَا. We believe that Allah truly comes in a manner that is befitting His Majesty, but we do not know how. We do not know how. So we affirm the attribute حَقِيقَةً, that Allah truly comes. However, with regards to how, we entrust that to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We say in a manner befitting His Majesty, because we don't know how. It is unknown to us.
You forgot the statement of Imam Malik already, brother? Alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair.
I'm not saying how.
Alhamdulillah, otherwise we command for you to leave our city. Like Imam Malik, rahimahullah, done it. The first ayah, Baqarah 210. هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them accompanied by the shadows of the clouds and the angels likewise? Surah Al-Baqarah 210. The second ayah. Do they then wait for anything except that the angels should come to them or your Lord should come or that they should come to them some of his signs? That's An'am 158. The third is Surah Al-Fajr 21 and 22. Na'am. Kalla idha dukkati al-ardu dakkan dakka wa jaa'a rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa. The shahid is, and your Lord comes with the angels in rows. The last was Furqan 25. Tayyib? Na'am. Also, Ikhwan, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentions a beautiful point. He said that, and I'll just summarize, he said, مُخَالِفُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ وَالرَّدْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those who oppose Ahlul Sunnah in this matter and the response to them. He said, خَالَفَ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ فِي هَذِي السِّفَةِ أَهْلَ التَّحْرِيفِ وَالتَّعْطِيمِ. The people of distortion and denial, those who distort the attributes of Allah, those who deny the attributes of Allah, they oppose the people of the Sunnah as it pertains to affirmation of this attribute. فَقَالُوا. They say, the people of Tahrif and Ta'atil, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْتِي. Allah does not come. They say, Allah Himself does not come. لِأَنَّكَ إِذَا أَثْبَتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي ثَبَتَ أَنُّهُ جِسْمٌ. They say, because if you affirm that Allah comes, then you are affirming that Allah is a body. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at their corrupt thinking. وَالْأَجْسَامُ مُتَمَاثِلًا. And bodies resemble one another. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, فَنَقُولُ هَذِهِ دَعْوَةً وَقِيَاسٌ بَاطِلٌ. We say this is a false claim and a false analogy. لِأَنَّهُ فِي مُقَابَلَةِ النَّصِ. Because it contradicts the text. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَعُودُ إِلَى النَّصِ بِالْإِبْطَالِ فَوَ بَاطِلٌ. Anything that contradicts and opposes what we find in a text of the Qur'an or a text of the Sunnah is false and rejected. Because, Ikhwan, when we say Allah Azza wa Jal, He comes in a manner befitting His majesty. Khalas. And we say Allah coming is not like the creation. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the Shaykh goes on, Ikhwan, he says later on, he said, the mu'attil, the one who denies the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, they say, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. They say it means what? جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. The command of your Lord comes. فَيُقَالْ. The response to that is, it is what? It is simple. If Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to say that His command comes, He could have said it, right? But He didn't say it. He said, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord comes. Muhammad, what's the point we mentioned earlier? No, not that. From the text. The beginning. Come on, remind us of the beginning. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَبِغَيْرِهِ. Allah is the most knowledgeable about Himself and about others. What else? Mustafa, tafadhal. Muhammad. Huh?
هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَبِغَيْرِهِ.
Now, and he is the most truthful in speech. So like Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said here, لو كان الله تعالى يريد إتيان أمري في الآيات الأخرى فما الذي يمنع أن يقول أمره. If Allah intended that His command comes, what prevented Him from saying, and the command of your Lord comes? هؤلاء ما عندهم إلا هوى. وَلَمَّا لَمْ يُرِدْهُ لَمْ يُعَبِّرْ بِهِ. Allah did not intend that His command comes.
Rather, Allah Azawajal wa Ta'ala intended, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, and your Lord, He comes, Himself. That's the meaning, it's clear. فَالْآيَاتَ الْأُخْرَ وَاضِحَةً. The verses are clear. Then the Shaykh, he closes, Ikhwan, he said, الثَّمَرَ here. The benefit of this is what? Here, الخوف من هذا المقام. It is to be scared of this situation, which is what? وَهَذَا الْمَشْهَدَ الْعَظِيمُ الَّذِي يَأْتِي فِيهِ الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. To be scared of when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come to judge between the servants, and His angels will descend. وَلَا يَبْقَى أَمَامَكْ إِلَّا الرَّبِّ. And only Allah is before you, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Only Allah Azza wa Jal is before you. And if you've done good actions when you were living, if you perform good deeds, you'll be recompensed and rewarded for that. If you perform evil deeds, you will be brought to account for that. فَإِنَّكَ سَتُجْزَبِي كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَخْلُو بِهِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That verily Allah Azza wa Jal will be alone with the servant. فَيَنْذُرُ أَيْمَنْ مِنْ. The servant will look to the right. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. He will only see the actions that he put forth. And he will look to the left, and he will only see the actions. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. وَيَنْذُرْ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. And he will look in front of him. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارْ. And he will only see the hellfire before his face. And the Prophet ﷺ said, fear the fire even with half of a date. Meaning give it in charity before it's too late. Look at that, subhanAllah as well, ikhwan. Look at that. Fear the hellfire, even if it's with half of a date. Because when these things occur, when the angel seizes the soul that was present in the ayah, or when your Lord comes to judge between the servants, or when the sun rises from the west, it's too late. Even giving half a date, it won't benefit you. So now, if you have the opportunity to give half a date, give half a date before Allah Azza wa Jalla comes to judge between the servants. Fear the fire, even with, if it's giving charity of half of a date. Shaykh ibn al-Taymi said, فَالْإِيمَانِ بِمِثْلِ هَذِي الْأَشْيَاءِ الْعَظِيمَةِ لَا شَكْ أَنَّهُ يُولِدْ لِلْإِنسَانِ رَهْبَةً وَخَوْفًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاسْتِقَامَ عَلَى دِينِ. No doubt, ikhwan, believing in these great things, those ayat that we heard at the beginning of the lesson, the ayat that Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, to affirm that Allah will come to Baraka wa Ta'ala in a way befitting His Majesty Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Shaykh said, believing in these great things, no doubt it will cause a person to be scared and to be fearful, to be scared of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it will result in the servant to be upright and firm upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are some of the means for the servant to be upright on the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. You think about that, look, you think, you reflect over the ayat about Allah Azza wa Jal coming, Yawm al-Qiyamah, to judge between the servants. And everyone's going to stand before Allah and be recompensed for their deeds. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. Look to the right, only your actions. The left, only your actions. None of your friends are going to be there. Your wife is not going to be there. Your children are not going to be there. Now no one's going to be there. No one. No creative being is going to be there. Only you. And the only thing you're going to see is what? The right, your actions. أعمالك. تَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ يَمِينِكْ. You see only إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. Only is what he put forth. The left, only what he put forth. In front of him, he only sees the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ said, fear the fire even if it's by giving half of a date. In charity. Shaykh ibn al-Athim, he said, this aqidah, this belief in these things, it results in a person fearing Allah, fearing standing before Allah, preparing for that recompense. Now, staying away from oppressing the people, not getting over on people, not using the fact that that's your brother or that's your sister to rob them of their money. Naam. And likewise, it assists the servant to remain firm upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Istiqam. قَلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. What matters is how we leave this world. How, as we said, may Allah grant each and every one of us firmness. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the supplications that he made the most, oh, change your hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Why? Because the hearts, they change. May Allah grant us all firmness.
I mean, Allah will just pardon us for our shortcomings. Khalas, we'll stop there, ikhwan, inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow. And tomorrow the discussion will be affirmation of the face of Allah Azza wa Jal and affirmation of the two hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That will be the discussion tomorrow.